person you are calling has not answered.
Dear Mr. Patton. Reference 276169, kicking technique, doodle bug. Thank you very much for your recent application to the Patent's office for registering the doodle bug kick. After careful consideration, the Patent's selection committee recommends the application move to the next stage, whereby a patent specification must be submitted. The conditions of patenting the doodle bug kick specification must consider the following conditions. 1. The doodle bug must have been used on more than one occasion. 2. The kick should confuse the defense in the same way as your team selection, what the fuck? 3. The doodle bug must be repeatable beyond 15 games. 4. The doodle bug must not detract or undermine a marquee player's star quality. 5. It should not be confusing enough that Ryan Atkins thinks it's a full moon. 6. It should be kicked at least 20 times your height. Records show you are 4 feet 1 inch, a short arse. 7. If the doodle bug kick becomes a rugby league success, it will be branded as the Austin or Widop kick. In addition to these considerations, the doodle bug should not be used as an excuse for a cock of a performance, pulling at your knob during the game, and wanking around. This is known as the doodle tug, already patented by Kevin Brown. The doodle bug will be exclusively available to all the Warrington Wolves players with the exception of Kevin Brown, who will continue to use the slower, shallow, and more established English martial art of shin kicking. We look forward to the submission of your detailed specification for the doodle bug kick, and any other innovations that are recommended by Dennis Waywell's tackle bags. Yours sincerely, Ophelia Cox.